All right, the Reds, it's the Three Strike Show. If you've not got onto this one before, the concept is this: three things that are being talked about in the football world. Normally, you know, newsy stuff. I'm saying it's newsy stuff because this is quite a heavy edition of Three Strikes, it's fair to say, but it is where we are in the world. First off, we have got football and racism. Then we are going to talk about the perception of football fans. And last of all, we're going to talk about what the fuck is going on at Barcelona. So that is a heavy thing, and we've got a heavyweight panel with us to get stuck into it. I'd probably say as well, I'll be honest with you, it's an all-white panel, but we've all got an opinion, I think, still on football and racism, certainly when a sport we love is being dragged through the mud by a minority of dickheads, and then you've got Prime Minister's showboating the House of Commons about it. So there's stuff to talk about, and stuff to talk about with Neil Atkinson, Chloe Bloxham and Nicky Cornish, and I'm Gareth Roberts. So I'll start off with football and racism, then. It is top of the news agenda. It's being discussed at House of Commons level, as I said. The Prime Minister showboating in Prime Minister's question time about banning people and, you know, changing how banning orders are handed out and this kind of stuff. You've seen the online abuse following the England game. You all will have seen about the Rashford mural as well, which, you know, a negative turned into a positive there. Also talk of changing the setup of social media and maybe ID being needed and stuff like that. Neil, any time that we talk about this issue, and we have done a lot during the lifetime of the Anfield Rap, I always think back to when we've spoken to John Barnes about it, and John Barnes always precedes everything he has to say with, it's not football's problem, it's life's problem, it's society's problem, it's bigger than football.
I think that's inarguable that that's the case, but there's now, in the very sort of short term, there's this thing that's happened, and it's happened in a way that was wholly to be expected. Yeah. Like, the worst thing about watching those lads miss those pens was the very fact that you knew what was going to come next for them, and that is deeply sad. It is societal, but within that, you know, part of the success of the Anfield Rap, and, you know, you said before about, you know, the makeup of the panel today, you know, this was obviously booked a period of time in advance, but part of all of that becomes ultimately that football, we want it to be central to cultural life. If you are able, and I think part of why this is hit hard is because there was 4 weeks of feeling like there was certainly by the standards of contemporary football, significant national unity around the English side. That, yeah, it was a different England team. It was an England team that was able to articulate itself a certain way. Now, I, to be frank, discovered when Italy equalised where my allegiances lay during that game. But ultimately, by the time they're taking those pens for a couple of those lads, as I said, immediately I was just like, oh God, this is going to be awful.